KLPZ, 1380 AM Country, one of life's little pleasures.
The email address is studio at klpz1380.com. The phone number here into the studio, 669-2507, 928-669-2507. Good afternoon. Mary Beth Brown is the author of the New York Times and USA Today bestseller, Hand of Providence, The Strong and Quiet Faith of Ronald Reagan. Her biography of Condoleezza Rice, Life of a Steel Magnolia, was just released. Mary Beth Brown, how are you today?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you this afternoon, John.
Cool. Where are you speaking from?
I live near Seattle, Washington.
All the way from Washington.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So what made you so fascinated with Condi Rice?
Well, you know, I think I first noticed her after 9/11 that week when she was doing a lot of press briefings. She just seemed so calm, articulate. I just really noticed her then. So I started looking into her life. And I found she has a fascinating and inspiring life. She really is like a Renaissance woman in all the different things she's done. And it's a very inspiring life.
And I guess you sound like you got to like her quite a bit.
I do. You know, I learned some different life lessons from studying her life that helped me, and I thought it would help other people. Her life story reads like a novel in that she's a woman who's overcome tremendous obstacles and is successful despite the odds. She was born in the segregated South of Birmingham, Alabama, in a time of violence and upheaval. And because of her own determination and drive, she's one of the most powerful women in the world. So she's a very inspiring woman.
So she wasn't privileged as a child?
No, not at all. Her father was a minister, her mother a teacher, but she says her first home was behind the church where her father was a pastor, and they had a two-bedroom home. She lived there till she was about three or four, and then they just moved to a very modest home. But her parents really believed that education was important, and that was the way that you would overcome segregation. At that time, Birmingham was the most segregated city in the United States. They had the Jim Crow laws.
Yeah.
Bombs were going off there. It was a scary place to be. But she says her parents handled it very well and were very positive about it. So they gave her a good education and a good start.
And, you know, she eventually went into academia in quite a big way at first, didn't she?
Yes. She eventually got her PhD, and she is a Sovietologist, so she is an expert in the Soviet Union and international relations.
Wow, and I didn't know that.
Yes, well, she was a professor at Stanford University, and when she became 38, she was the provost over there at Stanford for a couple years. They had a big budget deficit of $20 million. When she started, she said that a university had to learn not to spend money they didn't have. And so within 2 years, after making really hard decisions and taking criticism, she balanced that budget. So
what a good conservative.
Yes.
Yeah. So at 38, well, so at a relatively young age, she had already done a lot.
Oh, yes. And she's gone back, worked a couple summers at the Pentagon, has worked with the military.
Mm-hmm.
She said besides having the background in studying strategy of military Russian politics, she also felt like she needed to have a background in the military technical details. So she's studied missiles and types of different aircrafts and has
Wow.
a really broad range of knowledge.
So why do you think she's been so successful? I mean, I guess that's the $64,000 question, isn't it?
I think it's just the message that her parents gave her, that they told her that even though she couldn't go eat at the local restaurant, she could become president of the United States. They just gave her a wonderful confidence. They told her she had to be twice as good at doing different things as a black person, but they really believed that she would do well and put a lot of confidence into her.
And today she's been, I've noticed she's in the news today chatting with the Palestinians. She's a diplomat, isn't she?
Oh, yes. And, you know, she loves strategy, but she has a wonderful people skills. I have met her before. She's very charming and gracious. That's why she's been called a steel magnolia, but when she needs to be, she can be tough as nails, and she's also been called velvet-gloved forcefulness.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I can see at a distance, you know, that she would be quite shrewd as well as charming at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, do you think she gets a pass by the media sometimes? You know, the Bush administration hasn't exactly been popular recently. On a wide level. Do you think maybe the media, given maybe how brilliant she is and maybe her background, do you think that she gets a bit of a pass sometimes in the mainstream press, or no?
No, you know, in some ways she's been kind of ignored, but the American people really like her. In pollings, she polls very high, much higher than anybody else in the administration.
Mm-hmm.
She's especially high with two groups, women and minorities.
Mm-hmm. And that stands to reason, I guess.
Yes.
And some rumors that Condoleezza Rice could be a potential running partner in John McCain's presidential bid.
Yes, her name keeps coming up quite often now, and I could really see her being chosen. In 2005, shortly after she became Secretary of State, she was asked about running for president because her name was so high in pollings of who people wanted to run.
Mm-hmm.
And she said at that time that she didn't want to run for president. She was just wanted to do a good job, focus on her job. And she doesn't look too far ahead in her life. But she's also said anything exciting that's happened in her life has not been planned. And she was surprised when she was offered the provost job, NSA job she didn't go after, or even Secretary of State. She's just so exceptionally qualified that people seek her for positions. And I wouldn't be surprised if John McCain offered her the slot on the ticket for VP.
Well, it could be quite a scoop for the Republicans at a time when, on the Democrat side, a black candidate or a woman is the choice on the Democrat, that a Republican could have a black woman running with John McCain.
Oh, yes. It would really help the ticket a lot. But you know what? Condi says one thing she likes about the Republican Party is that they see her as an individual and not as a member of a group. And when she was asked what her idea of the American...
I love that. I love that, what you just said.
Yes, yeah. I agree with that, too.
Yeah.
That's what she likes. You know, when she said about the American dream, she said, the American dream is being dealt with and considered on your own merits.
Mm-hmm.
In America, it doesn't matter where you came from.
Right.
It matters where you're going.
You're an individual.
Yes, yes. And so that's what she believes in. She tells people not to allow other people to, you know, say, oh, you can't do that, or define what you're going to do in your life.
Right. And so a vice presidential bid might be an option. And I don't know, do you think she's brave enough after this past term? I'm not sure I'd want the stress in my life, you know. I guess she's got a little gumption. She probably is brave enough to do it.
Yes, she is. And she has also said that we are given gifts and talents by God and that we should use them for the common good if we have the opportunity. So I think if she had the opportunity, she would do it.
What one fact about Condoleezza Rice do you think struck you most when you were researching for your biography?
I think it was her wonderful optimism. She is an optimist and a visionary, and she spoke about it quite a bit. She said one time, I have a very, very powerful faith in God,
mm-hmm.
and I don't believe I was put on this earth to be sour, so I'm eternally optimistic about things.
That's a nice quality.
It is. Mm-hmm.
When did the book come out?
It came out about a month ago.
Okay, and the name again, and where can we pick it up?
It's Condi, The Life of a Steel Magnolia, and it's at bookstores everywhere.
Thank you. Mary Beth Brown, thanks for being on today. The book sounds great, and you have a great afternoon.
Thank you, John. It's great to be with you and your listeners.